The blindfold is just the finishing touch, baby boy. You don't need to see in order to enjoy what I'm going to be doing to you. Tied spread eagle to the four posts of your fancy beds. Not an inch of fabric covering your exposed skin. I thought nobles were supposed to be better than this. Would mistake you for a common streetwalker if I didn't know you were a member of elven nobility, sir. With that blindfold on, no one would be able to tell the difference between the royally trained aristocrats and the cheap peasant boy down the street. Struggling against the rope keeping you in place, you can feel yourself getting wetter the longer you lay there. Your pussy throbs in need for me, baby boy. The longer I deny you, the more pathetic you get. So cute. Letting out a pitiful whine, thinking that's going to achieve anything. I can't believe there are people that respect you, that take orders from you. If only they knew the truth about you, right? If only they knew how easily you gave it up for an orc. I don't get how you manage to still be so fucking tight after all this time, sir. The amount of people you must let use your cunt. All because you don't know how to control yourself. Always wet for something, for someone. If you're not impaled on a cock at least once a day, then you just aren't happy. That's why you have me, right? Your royal fucker. Oh, yeah. Moaning as the strap reaches nice and deep inside you. You had to find someone who would fuck you every day, didn't you? It's not like you could just ask one of the maids or the butlers. They're not worthy of touching your royal skin. You weren't comfortable asking anyone who already knew you. You wanted to keep this a secret. Didn't want people to know how depraved you are. Had to go out and find someone new. A stranger, if you will. Settled on an orcish woman because you like how small I make you feel. Oh, I know it's the truth. So easily dwarfed by me. My strength lets me throw you around like a rag doll. Love how it feels when I just take from you. Oh, yeah. Take my own pleasure in your body. Can't help but clench around the strap as you feel my hands start to rub your clits, circling gently. Couldn't see you from behind your blindfold. Instead, you rock against my touch as my strap keeps thrusting inside you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, look at you. Such a good boy for me. Keep it up, sir. Wouldn't want people to get the wrong idea. In fact, Why don't you make even louder noises? Let everyone know just what you're doing here. It's about time that the maids learn my name, don't you think? I can't get enough of how my strap feels. Struggling against the restraints. Trying to see where I'm going to touch next. Oh, it's okay, baby boy. I've got you. Couldn't stop yourself from letting out a moan as my large hand clasped around your throat. Gripping you tightly. Don't want you to start thinking that you're allowed to breathe without permission. You'll get air when I say so. Just like you'll get to come when I give you permission. You don't do anything without my approval, do you? Oh, no. No, you don't. You're a good boy. You take my cock like you're supposed to, and that's it. Struggling around how wide the toy stretches you. You don't ever want this feeling to end. Rocking against my hands. You feel your clit throbbing as you clench around me. Oh, yes. So fucking greedy for it, baby boy. It's a good thing you're tied down. If it wasn't for the ropes, you'd be trying to get more. I would be having to actually use my strength to keep you down. Instead, I can lightly push down on you, squeezing around your neck as my hips thrust in and out. Oh, yeah. Focus on how fucking good I'm making you feel. Only an orc can make you feel like this, baby boy. Split open on my strap as you beg for more. Oh yes, I've got you. I'm gonna give you what you can actually handle, not what you want. Letting out another gasp as I squeeze around your neck again. Knocking all the oxygen out of your lungs. Wish you could say you hate the feeling of not being able to breathe while in total darkness, but it only gets you wetter, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're such a good boy. You take what you get and you're grateful for it, aren't you? Yeah, that's fucking right. Look at you, taking it so well. Who would have thought that underneath all those layers of being approved, of being taught noble rules, you behave just like the rest of us? There's really nothing special about being nobility. There's no reason for an elf to think that he's better than an orc. Oh, from what I can tell, you're more pathetic than I originally thought. Can't even hold it together for 5 minutes. You're struggling to not come, whining as you try to get your blindfold off. You can't just rub it away, baby boy, but keep trying. Oh, you're pathetic. Rocking yourself against my hip. Grinding your clit against my fingers as my strap impales you. It feels too fucking good. You just can't stop yourself, can you? Oh, no, no, no. Chasing your own pleasure. Feeling the bed creak underneath us. God, you're so fucking needy, baby boy. Unable to see what I'll do next. All you can do is moan and take it. What do you think the other elves would say if they saw you like this? legs spread open, cunt filled with orchestra. Do you think they would respect you? Do you think they would appreciate the reputation that you're giving them? Because last time I checked, elves and orcs aren't supposed to get along. So you having these fantasies about orcs, well, that makes you a pervert, sir. Oh, yeah. Add into it how you want to be helpless and ravished in your downright feral, baby boy. Oh, it's no wonder you couldn't tell anyone about these desires. It's not like they would understand how good it feels to be dwarfed so easily. To be thrown across the bed like you weigh nothing. To be taken like you are nothing more than a fleshlight. It feels so good. You could almost come on the spot, couldn't you? Getting closer with every thrust of my hips inside you. You're taking it so well, baby boy. You might have everyone else in the castle tricked about who you are, but not me. Never me. I know what you are deep down. You might be able to lie to yourself, demand the respect of others, knowing full well you don't deserve it. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, sure, right there. Oh, fuck. Nobody knows how easily you spread your legs. Nobody knows how wet you get when you're tied down. Nobody knows how easy it is to make you come, baby boy. Oh, gasping as I choke you again, knocking all the air out of your lungs. It's not like you need air to feel good. You feel good because my strap is doing all the work. My finger is playing with your clit, pushing you closer to that edge of relief. Oh, are you going to come just like this? Not being able to breathe, arching away from my touch? Oh, no. No, no, no. I didn't think you would. You're going to come with me because you want to be a good boy. You don't want to come sooner and risk being punished. You might legally be the one who owns me, but we both know who really calls the shots around here. Oh, yes, we do. You're my good boy, right, sir? Whose pussy is this? If I want to fuck this pussy, who do I have to ask? Oh, that's right. I don't have to ask for permission from anyone. This is my gun to use how I please, and I want to come inside it. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Oh, fuck. Be a good boy and come with me. You can do it. I know you want to. Can feel your thighs are shaking. Can hear how close you are. Let go for me, baby boy. Come on. Be good and come with me. Fuck. No, that's it. That's a good boy. Oh, look at you letting it all out. That's a very good boy. Yes, you are. Here, I know what will make you feel better. Let's get you out of those restraints, right? How are you feeling, my leash? I think that's a good thing. It's all right, sir. You're doing good. You're doing very, very good for me. Yes, you are. I just had to find the scissors. I'm not going anywhere. No, no, no. I'm just going to release you from these restraints. That's all. Just making sure you're nice and free. You did so well for me. Yes, you did. I'm so proud of you, my liege. You took everything I gave you so perfectly. I'm so impressed with how far you've come along. You've done such a good job of making an impact on me. I'm so proud of you, and I know I keep saying it, but I don't know what else to say, sir. You took everything I gave you so well. You went from not being able to fit an entire orcish cock inside you to being able to take it multiple times a day within the month. That's no small feat, sir. It's something I've never seen done before. You're kind of amazing for it, my liege. I'm so lucky that you're so eager to ride me all the time. How are you feeling now that you can see and are no longer tied to the bed? Do you wish to cuddle? Oh, that's a good boy. Get yourself nice and comfortable next to me. That's it. Right like that. You're all good, right? That's good, baby boy. You did so well for me. Yes, you did. You're such a good boy for me. Don't you worry about your little secret getting out. You already know that I would never let anyone know how submissive you are. That's a special secret just for me, my liege. You're allowed to be a big and scary leader outside of these doors. I'll even listen to the facade you put on because I know for a fact that when we get in here, I'll get to punish you for the attitude you gave me earlier. And I love nothing more than an excuse to punish you, baby boy. But you already knew that. You're comfortable in my arms, right? Love how small you feel wrapped between my biceps. Reminds you just how strong orcs are compared to elves. Could simply flex a muscle and start choking you again. Not that you would complain, no, no, no. You love whatever I do to you. You would probably be happiest being brought back to an orcish camp and set up at the free use stockades. I know the exact kind of treatment my liege loves. I know you would thrive there, baby boy. Could see you covered in load after load of orc cum as you slowly lose whatever self-respect you had left. You don't need it when you're the only elf involved with orcs. It's not like our kinds are supposed to get along. I just happen to have a soft spot for you. You're different. I love you, sir. But you know that. I prove it to you every day by being your obedient bodyguard. And I show you every night by taking you apart, then putting you back together again. You're my world, sir. There's no one else I would rather spend my time with than you. You're the most amazing person in the world, despite what I say during a scene. It's all just an act. You know I don't mean any of what I say, don't you? You know to only take me seriously in moments like this. When you can actually see my face and you're not tied up, about to be fucked like some kind of a fleshlight. You're the person I respect most in this world, sir. You might not be everyone's cup of tea, but you are most definitely mine. I didn't think an elf could ever make me happy, but here we are. There's no one else I would rather be with. I only want you, baby boy. Why would I look at someone else when I already have you all to myself? You're fucking perfect, my liege. Your training as a noble makes you so naturally submissive, so eager to please those that have a higher status than you. That's cute. You make such a good boy for me. And you love being a good boy, don't you? That's my sweet boy. I love you so much, sir. No one makes me feel like you do. You're perfect and don't even realize it. I'm the only one who gets to take care of you like this, aren't I? You're just for me, aren't you, sir? That's my good boy. People are allowed to ask for your advice outside of this room. Take your opinion into consideration. But at the end of the day, you'll never hide from me, will you? Because you know who's your home. You're my good boy, aren't you?